Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Beitz Daf Chav Zayin. We begin on Chav Zayin Omid Aleph, six lines from the top, with a new Maisa Shahaya story that will help clarify a din in our Mishnah yesterday between the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So we begin. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is not Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Havalehau Buchra. He had a Bechor. Rashi points out that, of course, a Bechor nowadays, when there is no Beis Hamikdash, unfortunately, so it can't be eaten until it has a mum, but it still has to be given to the Kohanim. So therefore, he gave it to the Kohanim. Rashi explains that he was in charge of supporting many Kohanim. As he says, v'hoyu lo bebeiso Kohanim smuchen al shulchano. He was in charge of supporting them for ochlin b'choros. They were allowed to eat the balei mumim b'choros. So therefore, he wanted to know, is this a valid mum? In a weekly, of course, no problem. You bring it to the expert. The expert says, this is a mum, this is not a mum. However, this was a situation where it was on Yontif. So Shadri Lekameh, the Ravami, so he wanted Ravami to go and paskin. Is this a mum over? Is this a mum kavua? What is the halacha? Can we go shechted on Yontif for meat for these Kohanim? Now, by the way, the Kohanim are allowed to give it to anybody. It's not like Truma that only a Kohen can eat it. Once the Bechor is given to the Kohen, he can actually have non-Kohanim eat it as well. And anyway, they sent it to Rav Ami, and Savar de Lola Metze. Rav Ami said, no, I'm not going to go and see it on Yontif. I don't paskin Shilas on a mum on Yontif. And that is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon that we learned in yesterday's Shia, and he paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So I'm like Rav Zrika asked Rav Ami, or other say Vitema was Rav Yirmiya who asked Rav Ami, how come? When we have a machlokis normally between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara in Erevin tells us the halach is Rabbi Yehuda, that we paskin normally Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you are allowed to go and see a mum on Yontif. Rabbi Shimon says, you can't, but we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So why, Rav Ami, are you leaving the normal psak of Rabbi Yehuda in this situation and paskin here like Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, well, he still wanted to see if this Bechor could be a mum kavua and be eaten on Yontif. So if Rav Ami didn't want to paskin it, so Shadri Lekameh to Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. So he sent it to another expert, Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, to go paskin the case. Now this isn't the problem of once you get a psak from one Rav, that you can't go and ask another Rav, because this was, okay, I'm just not going to read it. I'm not saying that it's a mum kavua or mum over. I'm just not going to go and paskin it. So therefore he was able to send it to Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. And again, Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha did the same thing. Sofer the Lom Nechsai. Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha said, I also paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and I'm not going to go and paskin this Shiloh on Yontif. So I'm like Rav Yirmiya. Again, Rav Yirmiya Vitem or Rav Zrika. Here it's either Rav Yirmiya or Rav Zrika. We have it the other way around. Said to Rav Yitzchak Navcha, how come? Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, halacha Rav Yehuda. When we have such a machlokis, the Gemara in Erevin tells us that we passing like Rav Yehuda. So why are both you, Rav Ami, and you, Rav Yitzchak Navcha, not willing to paskin in this situation like Rav Yehuda, and you both insist on paskin like Rav Shimon? So Amalei Rav Abba. So Rav Abba said to Rav Zrika, why does it bother you and the stomach Rav Yirmiya that they paskin strictly like Rabbi Shimon? My time alosha king of the rabbanu, the method of the Rabbi Shimon. Why aren't you letting these two rabbis, Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Navcha, why does it bother you if they paskin like the more machmir opinion of Rabbi Shimon rather than paskin like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? What's so bad if they do that? So Amalei, Rav Zrika said to him, why would you want to do that? Be'at ma biyotcha, why would you want to leave the psak that we normally would have of Rabbi Yehuda? What makes you want to go specifically in this situation like the psak of Rabbi Shimon? So Amalei, so Rabbi Abba says, because Hochi Amar Zera, because Rav Zera said, Halacha Rabbi Shimon. We in fact paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara says, Amar Mandu, a certain Talmud Chacham said, Rashi explains that we don't know who this Talmud Chacham was, Echad min HaTalmidim, Mishu, Velo No Dashmo, we don't know his name. For whatever the reason, the Gemara did not know his name. So this Talmud Chacham said, "Aske the Esek Lahasim, I should be zochet to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Egmer Lishmaisa Mipumei Demore. And when I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to stop by Rav Zera, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and listen to him and hear this vart from him directly. Because you said that Rav Zera said that Lachas Rabbi Shimon. I want to hear him say that and explain why. So Kisolik Lahasim, this Talmud Chacham went to Eretz Yisrael and Ashkel Rav Zera. He met up with Rav Zera. Amalei, yes, Rav Zera. Amar Mar, did you in fact say the halacha is Rabbi Shimon?" And Rav Zera said, no, I didn't. Amalei, no, I never said that halacha like Rabbi Shimon. What did I say? Ana mistabra. Amrei. I said it makes sense to say that the halacha should be like Rabbi Shimon, but not that I had a Kabbalah, that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, like it was reported my name, that Rabbi Abba said, Hochi Amar Zera, halacha Rabbi Shimon. It's not that I paskin that the halacha is from a Sora like Rabbi Shimon. I said it makes sense to say that we should paskin like Rabbi Shimon. I know I'm a Stavre Amri. I said it makes sense that we should follow Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because our Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kosh Ein Mumo Nikar Mibod Yom, Ein Zemin Amuchan. Rabbi Shimon said, if it didn't have a mum beforehand, so then, you can't go and be masaking it on Yontif. The Talmud Chochem cannot go paskin halacha. Now, Viktani lo bebraisa, when we brought down the braisa that we had from Rav Hoshaya in yesterday's shir, we said it was bilashon chachamim. We said that Rabbi Nasya ben Shimon said to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi that this was the chachamim from the earlier generations that paskin like Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, Shmamina Mistabra Kavasi, this isn't just a regular case of Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, and if somebody wanted to paskin like Rabbi Shimon, they have the right to do so, but this was the majority opinion of the chachamim, which was brought down in the Braisa, that held like Rabbi Shimon. So even though the rule normally is Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Shimon, we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, here it's Rabbi Yehuda, Das Yochid, versus Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. And therefore, Shmami no Mistabri Kavasi. So that's why Rabbi Zera said, it makes sense to me that the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that you don't go and see a Bechor on Yontif. And therefore, that's why Rav Ami and Rabbi Yisrael Nachla didn't want to go and pass in this on Yontif. What is the Halacha? My Havi Allah. So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya, the Taya Ba'ashli Ravri, that this, Rashi explains, Taya Ba'ashli Ravri means it's hanging from the ropes of great people. In other words, this was a earlier Shaila, Chacham Gedolim said it, they know Chil Mavato Devrem, and we don't want to go and change what they had said. In other words, it was Kapaskin previously not to go and see Mumim on Yontif like Rabbi Shimon. Where we see this? The Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul, Amar Rabbi. So all of these great Talmidei Chachamim said in the name of Rabbi, that Rabbi said, Mishum Kehila Kadisha Yerushalayim, in the name of the holy great people of Yerushalayim, that we paskin Rabbi Shimon the Chaveiro. Now Rashi points out this is not Rabbi Shimon, our town of Rabbi Shimon B'Yochai. This is Rabbi Shimon B'Menasya the Chaveiro. Amru Halachik Rabbi Meir, that they in fact paskin like Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir follows the opinion that you're not allowed to go and examine a Bechor on Yontif. And we'll see that in a moment, why he says so. Now, Amru, Gemara says, really? Did Rabbi bring this down in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya? That doesn't make any sense. For inu kishishe mine tuva. If Rabbi is going to say this in the name of the Kila Kadisha, the Yerushalayim, they were prior to Rabbi, they were prior to Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, who's a contemporary of Rabbi. So it doesn't make sense, the way we just said it now, that Rabbi should say, Mishum Kehila Kadisha Yerushalayim, that the Kehila Kadisha Yerushalayim said it, that Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, again, Rashi had changed it before, and it's clear that it's Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, the Chaveirav and his colleagues said that Loch like Rabbi Meir. Would the earlier generations be quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya? Doesn't make any sense. They're older. For Inu Kishishe Mine Tuva, they're much older. And therefore, what it really is saying is Ela Bishitas Rabbi Meir Amrua. They, the Kahila Kadish Yerushalayim, said that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir, which happens to be also what Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya and his Chaverim had said as well. And Rashi points out that the older, earlier generation would not be hesitant to say, and by the way, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya and his Chaverim also said that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. And the Chenevsha Shaskenim Nasdu Daitim Adiria Bachurim, they knew what the Bachurim, the younger Talmidei Chachamim, was saying. And they said, Rashi says, V'amru Divrei Ploni, no, Tanachrei Divrei Rabbi Ploni, Shayil Fanim. And they would not therefore be against saying that the younger Talmidim also said that this is Halacha. In any event, this is what Rabbi Paskin, that we follow the opinion of Meir. What is the opinion of Meir? Ditnan. We learn this in a Mishnah in Bechoros, which says the following. Ditnan. Hasholched es ha-bechor, if you shech the bechor, and only afterwards show it to the mumche to see if it has a mum. V'achakach hera es mumo. Now, you should show it beforehand, obviously. Everybody agrees, l'chatchila. But what happens if you didn't? Ovar v'shochat, and now you show the mum to the expert. So, Rabbi Yehuda Mati, Rabbi Yehuda says it's fine. But Rabbi Meir says no. Since you did inappropriately, you went and shechted it without getting the first haskama, the psak of the mumcha that is a mum kavua and it can be shechted. So we punish you, also, and we say that you're not allowed to go and eat this animal. That's it. End of the discussion. You shechted it inappropriately and you're not allowed to eat it. So therefore, Al Mokasava Rameir, Rias Bechor, Lav Kriyas Trefa. And this Mishnah from Bechoros tells us that there's a difference between the Psak Din of an animal being a Trefa versus the Psak Din of an animal that's a Bechor having a Mum Kavua. The two aren't the same. They don't follow along, which you might have thought that they should. So Rav Meir holds that the Psak Din of a Trefa is a retroactive declaration of what it was. Whereas the Psak Din of a Bechor, Rashi explains, is Mikan Ulahaba. As Gvor says, Rias Bechor Mechayim, you're supposed to diagnose Psak Din on a Bechor. This is a Mum Kavua. This is not a Mum Kavua while it's alive. Whereas the Ria of a Trefa, Rias Trefa, is Leachar Shechita. Obviously, you can only see external things prior to the Shechita. If it has three legs, you can paskin it. But if it has an internal Trefa, so then there's no way to know this until you do the Shechita and you open up the body. And therefore, based upon this, Umina, based upon this obvious difference between a Bechor, that you look at the external Mum while the animal's alive, whereas a Trefa, you can only look at certain Trefos after the animal's been Shechted. So from this Din, Umina, we can learn out the din by yontif. The Rav Meir holds, Rias Trefa, afilu b'yontif. You can go and paskin the shayla on a Trefa, even on yontif. However, Rias Bechor, ne'er v'yontif, but the Psak Din of a Bechor, you must do on Erev yontif. You're not allowed to do it on yontif. And certainly, if a person went and shechted, so then retroactively, you cannot go and say that this Bechor had a Mum previously. Again, we'll discuss in a moment. It's not a concern that the Mum changed. Obviously, certain types of Mum, the Gemara is going to discuss, change from lifetime to after the animal has been shechted, the Mum can change. But if you're dealing with a Mum that doesn't change, for example, a broken leg, broken in a certain way is a Mum Kavua. Broken in other ways, it's not a Mum Kavua. So that is not going to change whether the animal is alive when you examine it or whether the animal has been shechted and you examine it. But there are other types of blemishes that do change. We're not talking about those. We're talking about blemishes that don't change. Nevertheless, the opinion of Rav Meir, which is the Psak of the Kala Kedisha, which is the Psak of Rabbi Shimon Manasseh and all of his Chaverim, which is in accord with Rabbi Shimon, that you don't go and do this on Yontif. You don't go and declare a Mum of a Bechor on Yontif, is based upon this idea that a Trefa is different than a Bechor. A Trefa, you can have, well, retroactively you say this animal is not a Trefa when you find out you examined it on the inside. Whereas a Bechor, it's only at this moment in time that it was allowed to be shechted because you declare it now to have a Mum Kavua. And if you shechted it beforehand, it was not shechted as a Bechor with a Mum Kavua and is no good. That's essentially the way Rashi understands this. Now, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, now Rav Yosef was the one that explained all of this. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, Atu Hosen Bero and Mum and Plige. Is this really the machlokas between Rav Meir and Yehuda? We just brought down from this mission in Bechoros, the Yehuda says, you're allowed to go. The Yehuda's matir, even though it was after the fact. And Rav Meir said, no, if it's after the fact, you can't. So is this really a machlokas as to whether you can or cannot see a mum on yontif? No, it's biknasa pligi. They're arguing about do we or do we not cancel the person for doing so. Abaye says, it's not what you said, Rav Yosef, but this is just a pure argument about a knas. Amar Rabba bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rabba bar Chana, said the name of Yochanan, Bedukin Sheba'ayin, this is what I alluded to before, with Dukin Sheba'ayin is some sort of an eye blemish. Some suggest that this is cataracts, others suggest that this is a certain type of abnormality known as a pterygium. In any event, whatever exactly this blemish is in the eyes, so Kuli Amalo Pligi, the author, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't go and be matir this after the animal's been shechted, because this changes, mishum de mishtanin, it will change. A live dukin sheba'ayin in a live animal looks different than the same exact dukin sheba'ayin in a shechted animal. So what may look like it's a real blemish in a shechted animal, if it had been alive, you would say it's not a blemish. So therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda's modus, Rabbi Meir, that you can't go read such blemishes when the animal's been shechted, mishum de mishtanin, because they change around. The only machlokas between Rehud and Rav Meir is ki pligi, where they have the argument is bimumin shebaguf. These are blemishes in the body. Rashi explains, like I pointed out before, full lines on the bottom. Rashi could go niktsa ozno if the ear has been bitten off or taken off in some way, or nishbro yada, or the foreleg, for example, has been broken in a certain way. Now, this is not going to be mishtana bishul ashrita. The shrita has nothing to do with whether the ear is bitten off or not, whether the foreleg is broken in a certain way or not. So these are mumin shebaguf that are einan mishtanin.
And therefore, Rav Meir Sadar, Gazrinan Mumin Shebagov, Otu Mumin Shebayin. Rav Meir says, if we allow you to read Mumin Shebagov, so then the next time the guy's going to have a Dukin Shebayin, he's going to shecht it anyway and bring it to you. And that could lead to a Takala. So, therefore, Gzeira, Mumin Shebagov, we don't allow the Talmud Chacham to go read Mumin Shebagov, not because there's an intrinsic problem of reading it on Yom Tif, but because Otu Mumin Shebayin, because next time he'll go do Mumin Shebayin. So Rav Meir makes a Knas over here. Rav Yehuda Sava Lo Gazrinan. Rav Yehuda says, no, we don't make such a Gzeira. So therefore, this has nothing to do, Abai says to Rav Yosef, with the machlokes, can you or can you not read a mum on Yontif? So, Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Masnisa Nami Daika, and I'll show you, Rav Nachum Yitzchak says that Abai is taka right, that you can't say that this machlokes between Rav Meir and Yehuda is the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. No, Diktani, because we learned in this Mishnah we just cited from Bechoros, Rav Meir says, Howel, since the Nishchat Shelo Alpi Mumcha, since our Mishnah said it was Shechted without a Mumcha, Aser, so therefore it's not allowed. Now, that clearly says, Shema Mina, Kenasu Hu DeKonis, that this is a Knas, a Gezeira, and therefore Shema Mina, you can't bring a Saraya. So in fact, this entire proof is incorrect, Abai says to Rav Yosef. So we haven't come yet to a final conclusion as to whether or not you can, as a Talmud Chacham, who's a Baki, be a mumcha to go and declare a mum kavua on Yontif or not. Maisa Shoya, Ami Vardino. Ami, Rashi has two pshat, and the first one, which he doesn't like as much, says that he was a very handsome man, Noah Hoya, and therefore, because it's like a rose, so he was called Ami the Handsome One, but Rashi prefers that he came from a place called Vardino, and that's what was known as Ami Vardino, or Chaim Volozhna, right? Chaim Brisker. So they came from that place, so Ami came from a place called Vardino. Chazi Bukhra, the Bein Siyaba. He was the mumcha, he was the expert that would normally see and declare whether the Bukhoros that belonged to the Beis Nasiya were in fact mum kavua or not. So that's what he would do. That was his job. But on Yontif, he wouldn't go and read such blemishes. He would wait till after Yontif. Also, Yom Lele Rav Ami said, went to Rav Ami, and they said to him, is he allowed to do this? So Rav Ami said, yes, Shapir Ka'ovid, the Lo Chazi. Rav Ami, Lushitatsa, that we had previously, also didn't go and declare a mum kavua on Yontif. More questions. Is this really so? For Rav Ami Gufei Chazi, what are you talking about? The Rav Ami didn't do that. Rav Ami himself did go and declare a mum kavua on Yontif. So how can you tell us that Rav Ami himself didn't see them? So Gemara says, no, Rav Ami did. You're making a mistake. Rav Ami ki chazi miyesmo. He would look at the animal, whether it had a blemish that was a mum kavua or a mum over an erev Yontif. Miyesmo. He would go and actually look at the animal on Erev Yontif, and then he would, in his mind, say, yes, this is a mum kavua, or this is a mum over. Now, we turn to Chavzayin or days. Ubi Yontif, when Yontif came around, now we had more time, Shiule komashil hechi havi uvda. He would now go ask the person. We always have to be concerned that the owner of this animal didn't want to go and take care of this animal because it's a bechor. You're not allowed to plow with it, you're not allowed to milk it, you're not allowed to shear it, you're not allowed to do anything with it. You're just allowed to eat it when it gets a mum. But if it didn't get a mum naturally, it could live for years and years. We have stories in the Gemara that there were certain noblemen that saw these long-haired and unshorn animals and said, what is this? It says the bechor doesn't have a mum. And the nobleman went and made a mum, said, now you can go shecht it. So that was allowed the first time, but you can't rely upon that. You can't have the guy go and do that for you. So there always was a concern by the Chachamim that the Kohen would not want to take care of such an animal. The Yisrael has to take care of it for the first 3 months, but then he can give it to the Kohen. Now the Kohen just sitting around here with an animal, doesn't have a mum, has to go care for it and take care of it properly. So we always had a concern that he would somehow cause a mum. So what Rav Ami did was he would go and ask this person, the Kohen, let's say who owned this Bechor, he was given this Bechor, how did this mum occur? Kihah, like Maisa Shaya, Dao Gavra, Daisi Burcha Lakame de Rava, there once was a person, a Kohen, who brought his Bechor in front of Rava, Apanya de Mali Yom Tova. And it was again, just like the case with Rav Ami, it was an Erev Yom that he brought it to him. And Havi Yosef Rava, Rava was sitting there, Boko Chayev Reishi, he was preparing for Shabbat, he was shampooing his hair, and Dali Eine, he opened up his eyes, the chazio lemume, and took a look at the animal's mum, but he didn't pass in the shayla amalei. Zilo idna, now you can leave, v'salamacha, and come back tomorrow, and I'll give you the psak halacha. Yosalamacha, when this person brought back, who brought the bechor, came back tomorrow, so Rava asked him then, Omar, hechi havi ovda, what exactly happened? How did this animal get this mum? So amalei, so this Kohen told Rava, this is what happened. Havi shajon sare b'hachgisa duhutza. there was barley, sare, on the other side of this thicket type of bushes of a fence, and the animal, b'hava ihu b'idach kiso, was on the other side of this thorny fence, b'hadi d'boi l'beichal, and it wanted to get to the barley, so it went to eat it, ail reishe, it stuck its head in between these bushes, uprate huta l'svase, and as it stuck its head through, one of the thorns on these bushes caught it in the lip and made a permanent mum, and that's how the animal got the mum. So amalei, so Rabbi says to this person, maybe you threw the barley there and knew that this would happen. Duma at garmisle, did you do this? So he said, no, amalei, lo, I didn't. The Mustami brought witnesses, or his story was believable. Rashi earlier says that the Roe Yisrael on Nemanim, but Roe Kohanim ain't on Nemanim because the Kohen is the one that gets the benefit because Yisrael only has to take care of it for 3 months and then gives it to the Kohen that could take care of it for years. So Rashi said earlier in the top Rashi on the first of the thinner lines that Tzarech Lavi Eidim Shema'ela Bolo. He would have to bring Eidim that this happened naturally, that the barley was there and not that he put it there. In any event, so in this situation, Rava Paskin, that this is a Mum Kavua and it wasn't caused, it wasn't Goram by the Kohen owner, and therefore he matured it on Erev Yontif Obi. He only told the Psak Halach on Yontif. That's allowed. And that's what Rav Ami did as well. He actually made the declaration in his mind that this is a Mum Kavua or not, so that he did on Erev Yontif. And then he just found out all the facts on Yontif to make sure that the Mum Kavua was not caused by the person, which would not allow the Mum Kavua to be used to shech the animal. So Gemara says, Umino Tema de Grama Asr. Let's say the Kohen had in fact thrown the barley over there. He didn't cause the mum on the animal. The animal caused the mum on itself. This is a Grama. You caused this to happen, but you didn't do it directly yourself. How do we know the Grama is Asr in this situation? So the Tanya, we have a Braisa over there in Bechoros as well. It's in Menachos. And the Pasuk says, Kol mum lo yebo. But we dash it first, the mum lo yebo, that the animal doesn't have a mum. Ein li elosh lo yebo mum. That you can't cause the mum. Rashi says, lo yeh, kori be lo yahaya. That you shouldn't cause the mum directly. We know that you're not allowed to cause it indirectly, like putting, for example, honey on the ear of the animal so a dog will go bite it off. Shlo yovi botzek, you put a piece of dough, odvela, or a caked fig, you put it on the ear of the animal, so a dog would want to take it off and bite it, and bite the ear off, and this way it now has a mum kavua. How do we know that that's not allowed? It's a grama. Oh, I didn't cause the wound directly, I indirectly caused it, a grama. And how do we know grama is not allowed? Ah, that's the first word in the pasuk. Talmud Lomar, kol mum. It has to tell us, kol mum, any mum, whether amar mum would be for a mum that occurred directly, that you did it, the amar kol mum, to teach us even indirectly. The Gemara in Brachos says, on the side, has the girsa, echod mum, the echod kol mum. Both of these are going to be usher. If you just had the word mum, I would know that it's grama. But when you say kol mum, that comes to teach me grama as well. Now go to the next Mishnah. Mishnah says, behema shemesa, if an animal dies on yontif, lo yasizena mimakoma. You're not allowed to go and move it from its place because it wasn't expected to die and therefore it is muktza. More will explain why this is so. Maisa shaya, or maisa, v'shalus rabbi tarfon ola, such an animal died and they went to ask rabbi tarfon, are we allowed to move it or not? And likewise, they asked him, val hachala shenitmes, they had chala, which was again a dough that was one of the matnas kahuna given to the kohen. So this chala had become tame and obviously can't be eaten if it's tame. Both of these incidents occurred on Yontif, and Rabbi Tarfon was asked, can we move the animal? Can we move this chala shenitmes? And he didn't know the answer. V'nichnas l'beis medrash, Rabbi Tarfon went to the beis medrash v'shal. And he asked the people in the beis medrash, what's the halacha? And the beis medrash tamidei chacham, and they responded and said, lo yozizom mimakom, you're not allowed to move them at all. Now, let's understand this. Gemara starts off and says, Lema tenan stoma delo krabi shimon. Our Mishnah over here is a stam Mishnah. It doesn't have an attribution. So therefore, we maybe set up the Mishnais. If you put down the Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan taught us in a number of places that we paskin like a Stam Mishnah. So this Stam Mishnah seems to be the way that we paskin, and it seems not to be like Rabbi Shimon. Now, the Gersa that we have is the Tnan, and it really is very close to the Mishnah that we find in Shabbos, but it really should be the Tanya because it's not exactly, because that Mishnah doesn't say Rabbi Shimon Omer. So the Braisa says Rabbi Shimon Omer. That's why the Mesosa Shas on the side says that we should change it to the Tanya. In any event, that this brisa seems to indicate that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon, because in the brisa it says Rabbi Shimon Omer mechatchin esa deluyin lifnei behemah. We had this early in the Masecht as well, that you're allowed to go cut up gourds for your behemah on Yontif. It's difficult for the animal to eat them when they're not cut up, so you're allowed to go do this tircha in order to feed your animals. And likewise, v'esa nevela, an animal that died on Yontif, you're allowed to go and cut it up lifnei haklavim to give it to your dogs. So Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold for muktzah. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and lo haitzah nevela me'erev Shabbos, if it wasn't nevela me'erev Shabbos, then it's not muchan, it's muktzah and asura. And therefore, it is muktzah and it's asur. Oh, our Mishnah says, behemo shemeso, lo yasi zenemim koma, you can't go feed it to your dogs, you can't move it, goes like Rabbi Yehuda, which holds the principle of muktzah, and not like Rabbi Shimon. So that's what the Gemara wants to say. Let us say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. Someone says, no, not necessarily so. Afilu tema Rabbi Shimon. You can even say that our Mishnah goes like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Why is that? Because even Rabbi Shimon is mode Rabbi Shimon, bebali chayim shenesu shasurin, that even an animal that died, according to Rabbi Shimon, is going to be asur. In other words, seemingly this is when it's talking about a healthy animal, and therefore there was no expectation that it was going to die, like a mesukenis, like a sick animal, and therefore, even according to Rabbi Shimon, this is totally out of the person's realm of thinking that he'd be able to use it, and therefore, it is like grogros and simukin that are so far out of your mind to use them that even Rabbi Shimon would say that they're muktzah. So our Mishnah could be talking about such an animal that was perfectly healthy beforehand, and therefore it would be usher even according to Rabbi Shimon. So our Mishnah is lav dafka like Rabbi Yehuda, it could even be like Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel says, that's great if you hold like what I just said. Ha nicha lemar bar ameimar, that goes well according to the opinion of mar bar ameimar mishmei derava. That's the guess that we have. On the side it says it should be Rabba, but then it says it really should be Rabba, so we'll leave it as Rabba. So this goes great if you hold that Rabbi Shimon Shita, as Meir Bar Meimah said in the name of Rabba, the Omar Mod Hoy Rabbi Shimon Bebali Chayim Shemesu, the healthy animals that died, so they are also Asurim according to Rabbi Shimon. Ah, Shapir. So then our Mishnah could be like that. However, Elo Lamar Bered Rabbi Yosef, who said Mishmei the Rabba, but the other opinion of Rabbi Shimon was stated by Meir Bered Rabbi Yosef in the name of Rabba. The Amar Cholukayir Rabbi Shimon Afilu Bebali Chayim Shemesu Shemutarin. That this other opinion says no. That Rabbi Shimon says that even a perfectly healthy animal is considered muchan. So then, Ma'ikal Meimar, how would you say possibly that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon? This is an animal that died. Rabbi Shimon says, according to this very lenient opinion of Mar Bered Rabbi Yosef, in the name of Rava, that even such animals are mutar according to Rabbi Shimon. So then, you can't say that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shimon. Moore says, no, you could, because Tirguma Ziri explained the case of here, the Behemas Kachim, that our Mishnah is talking about Behemas Kachim. Now, Behemas Kachim, the person doesn't have in mind on it, Nebuch, there's no Beis HaMikdash, so it's totally out of his mind, and therefore, he doesn't have it, even according to Rabbi Shimon, any expectation that it would be used. And the reason is because it's Kachim, and therefore, you can't go and cut it up for your animal, and therefore, Rashi points out, Shasur Bana, Utuna Kvura, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. You can't feed it to your animal. You have to bury it. They don't eat this, and you're not allowed to go redeem it, because the only way you're allowed to redeem an animal that was kachim, that got samum, is the boya hamada v'aracha. It has to be able to be stood up and to go be evaluated. Alternatively, Rashi says, inami, ain't pod mkachim, lachal ukavim. Or we also have the general rule that we're not pod the kachim, that can't be eaten by a human, to go and feed them to your animal. V'afilim and yomar podim b'yontiv. And therefore, even if you could say you could be poded on yontiv, lo parki lo hilkach lo chazir. Therefore, you couldn't do that in this situation with kachim, and therefore, that's why even Rabbi Shimon would say that lo yazi zena. So therefore, we can say that our Mishnah, even according to this more makel opinion, of Mar Berei the Rav Yosef, Mishmei the Rava, our Mishnah could still be according to Rabbi Shimon, because we're dealing over here with kachim. Tosfos has an interesting point. So why didn't Rabbi Tarfin know this? So Rabbi Tarfin, Shoyim Mesupak, he was saying the Sokadakta of the Shar Misrum Bizayin Kachim. He thought you might be allowed to move it because of a Bizayin of Kachim, that this Kachim is lying here, Nebuch, a dead animal, and it's a Bizayin for Kachim. So he thought maybe he'd be allowed to move it in that situation, even though normally Rabbi Shimon, who's the most makel opinion, would say you can't move it in this situation. So that was what Rabbi Tarfin was debating about, and that's why he asked the base medrash, and they said, no, you're not allowed to move it. And I'll show you that this is right. The Gemara says, Daikanami, Diktani Alei, because it says over here in our Mishnah, not only about a behema, but it also said, V'alachalo Shenitneis. And therefore, Machalo Diktisha, Abbehema Kedisha. Obviously, the heckish, why did our Mishnah say both of them? So it's telling us the din of an animal that's kachim, or the chala, the truma, that is holy. So therefore, that makes very good sense. Daikanami. So Gemara says, that implies, Elataima, the Kedisha. That's the only reason why our Mishnah says you can't move it is because it is kachim. implication being hod chulin shaya. If it was chulin, it would be allowed to be moved. Now that works out great according to the Makel opinion. Honich lemabre the Rav Yosef mishmei the Rav Adomar cholokay Rav Shemun af bebali chayim shmei sushimu tarim shapir. That works out great according to the Makel opinion. A moment ago we had a question on this Makel opinion of mabre the Rav Yosef mishmei the Rav, but here it works out very well because our Mishnah is only saying that it's osur in a case of kachin. Implication being every other case it would be yasizena like Rabbi Shimon. But El Amar Baranemar Mishmei the Rabba, the more machmir opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that Mar Baranemar brought down the name of Rabba, the Amar Moda Yer Rabbi Shimon Bavali Chaim Shemei Sush Asurim. So Michael Amar, how is he going to learn our Mishnah? Now our Mishnah doesn't make sense. If our Mishnah is talking about Kachim, it implies everything else is good. So how come our Mishnah then would be saying you can move a regular animal? Yeah, Mar Baranemar Mishmei the Rabba says you can move a regular animal, even according to Rabbi Shimon. So Michael Amar, what are you going to say? So here again, the Gemara says, "Nochachmai skin." You know what we're talking about? Be misukenes. Our Mishnah would be talking about a misukenes, a sick animal that everybody says diriyako. Everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Yehuda says that a sick animal is allowed to be moved because the person has his mind on it. He says, "This is a sick animal. It's probably going to die in yontif, and I have in mind that I'm going to feed the dead animal to my dogs, to my animals." Next Mishnah: Ein nimnim ala behema lechatchila. This is a din that you're not allowed to go and do business on Yontif or Shabbos because the concern is you may come to write things down. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that you're not allowed to go and make a group of people to purchase an animal on Yontif because in those days they didn't have refrigeration. So obviously, you're not going to shech the big cow if you don't have buyers for it. So they get like a consortium of people together and say, okay, the 20 of us over here will each take enough of this meat that it's worth your while to go and shecht this cow. Because once you shechted the cow, I guess they could salt it, they could smoke it, but if you wanted fresh meat, so you really didn't have much choice. So therefore, the guy wouldn't go shecht the cow unless he had enough buyers. So people would get together and they would take, okay, I have a share, I have a share, I have a share. So you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov because it could lead to writing things down. So therefore, l'chatchila, ein nimnin ala behema l'chatchila b'Yom Tov. But Avol Nimno Lev Me'Erev Yontif. But you can do all of the calculations on Erev Yontif, and then on Yontif Vishochtin V'Chalki B'Neim, and then on Yontif you go and apportion it out after you go and shecht it. Mar says, what does it mean? My Ein Nimnim. What does it mean? You can't go and be counted together as a group. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda. The Amor Rav Yehuda said, Amar Shmuel. The name of Shmuel Ein Poskin Domin L'Chatchil Al Behema B'Yontif. It means that you can't say, okay, I'll take $20 worth of meat. Another guy says, I'll take $20 worth of meat. Another guy says, I'll take $20 worth of meat. That you're not allowed to do. So, hechiyavit. So how are you supposed to do this then? You want to eat meat on Yontif. They didn't get together before Yontif. So, are they not supposed to shecht on Yontif? They have five guys that want to go and divide up this animal between them. So how do you do it? So Amar Rav, Rav says, what you do is, maybe shtei behemos. You bring an animal that's very similar in size to the first animal. Umamidin zu eitzel zu. And you put them next to each other, and you see that they're roughly the same size. The Omer Zu Kizu. And this way, the animal that you're going to shecht, you now have a similar animal that you didn't shecht that you can weigh after Yontif and divide it up after Yontif. And this way, you go shecht the animal, each of them takes their share, and then after Yontif, this guy says, okay, I took this part, I took that part, so you weigh the larger animal, and you can go calculate roughly how much each person owes the butcher. Tanya Yochai, the Bryce says the same thing. Lo yomar odum l'chaveru. On Yontif, you can't say to your friend, Hareini imoch b'sela. I want to be with you for a sela, a certain amount of money, a certain coin. So I'm with you for $20 on the animal. Hareini imoch b'shtayim. Well, I'm with you for two slime. I'm with you for $40. Okay? What you can do, however, is omelo. You can say, Hareini imoch l'mertzo, u'lishlish revia. I'll take half, I'll take a third, I'll take a fourth. So that you're allowed to do because that's a percentage. And that you're allowed to do, that's not going to lead to calculations. And therefore, when you say, okay, I had half, you had half, I have a third, you have two thirds, or however you're dividing it up amongst the people, then after the Yontif is over, you take the animal that was compared to it and is still around, and you weigh it, and you can calculate how much roughly every person got, and then you can go and pay for it after Yontif. This concludes perfectly the end of the daf, and we'll conclude today's shir.